Every time one of you asks for me to bless a new car or a new car to you, whether it's a Tesla or not, it doesn't matter. The words of today's first reading are repeated, not all of them, but some of them, because we read the words from the episode where the deacon, not the apostle, the deacon Saint Philip, was told by God to go to the highway in Gaza, and that he had something for him to do there. And you know, a lot of times we don't want to listen, we don't want to obey, we just think we know everything, and that's the devil, not God. So he went, and on his way there he found this Ethiopian eunuch, and he was the chief eunuch of the Queen Candace of Ethiopia. And he was coming back from Jerusalem, so he had already began to accept the faith. He was reading the book of Isaiah about the suffering servant. He says to St. Philip, is he talking about himself or somebody else? Was it about Isaiah, who himself was a martyr later, or about Jesus? He didn't know that. So St. Philip asked him, well, don't you understand what you're reading? He says, how can I understand if nobody has taught me? That's very important. That's one of the things about the Legion of Mary and other pious associations of the faithful in the Holy Catholic faith traditionally that we have, that we lead others to the fullness of the faith. They may have a little bit, but not all of it. So how can I understand this unless somebody teach me? So St. Philip did. And then they came upon an oasis, because this was in the desert, and the eunuch, who is unnamed, maybe later on he is, but I don't know of it, he says to him, what is it to prevent me from being baptized? And St. Philip says, do you believe everything? And that's interesting. We're going to be saying that to a few people in just a few days. Two babies that cannot answer for themselves, the parents and godparents will, this Saturday. But in a few weeks, a few adults, do you believe everything that you have read, that you have heard? And they hopefully will say yes, honestly. And then we will give them the living, fortifying, glorifying waters of baptism at the womb of the Blessed Mother Church, the baptismal font. And then in the New Testament reading, the Gospel of St. John, we see Mary, we suppose it is Mary Magdalene, it doesn't rightly say, and she's at the tomb, but that was her custom, her M.O., as they say nowadays. She always wept and wept and wept, very emotional lady. And some people, that has a place in the church too. Many saints wept and wept and wept, both men and women. And she already had heard that he was risen, but it didn't grasp. She did not understand it fully. Just like we don't understand everything fully. We're a bunch of, not adults, but adults. And so we don't understand fully. So then this man comes behind her. And why are you weeping? They have taken my Lord, and I do not know where they put him. And then she turns around. She still does not see him. And then she says, Mary. That a stranger would have not known her name. And she immediately knew. Her eyes were opened at the name, at the call of her name. And Jesus calls us by name. That's why at baptism we take a new name. At confirmation we take another new name. The saints of the church who go with us and protect us until our death. Mary. And she calls him on her usual term, which to us is a little strange. Rabboni, rabbi, teacher, magister. But there wasn't only one teacher, as our Lord himself said, and St. Paul said, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And immediately, He said to her, "Do not touch me. Do not cling to me." She was not holy yet. He was glorified. The body that he had even here on earth was in heaven with the Father and the Holy Spirit. "Go and tell my brothers, I will go before them to Galilee as I have said." And then he disappeared. Many times our Lord tells us something and then he disappears. And we remain open-mouthed like a bunch of dolts, deer in the headlights. And we still cannot fathom it. We need to believe. We need to believe in this faith which our Lord has given to us. How can we believe unless we are taught? And that is exactly what we do. We who are called to be your teachers and your shepherds and your pastors and those who lead you to him. And so, of course, that's one of the reasons the devil has tried to silence me. But God has found other ways to restore my voice, and it is slowly coming back. And it will be back soon, totally. And so it is a sacrifice, not being able to sing the Victime Paschali Laudes and the beautiful Alleluias of Easter Vigil. But next year is another year. And so we give thanks to God for all his blessings, which come sometimes in the negative, suffering, which is necessary, and blessings, which are also necessary. So why do you not believe? Why you're sitting around like a bunch of dolts? Rejoice and be glad. Jesus has risen from the dead. Alleluia. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.